Thank you, Chair. My delegation congratulates you on your election as the Chair Rapporteur to steer the proceedings of this session. Developments since the 9th session, including the engagement of legal experts and 10 days of intersessional, demonstrate your commitment as well as your predecessors to move this process forward. Business enterprises play a key role in today's world as they impact the lives of people in every possible way. The Pact for the Future also recognizes the business sector as a key partner for UN and governments to achieve the sustainable development goals and ensure an effective response to our common challenges. At international multilateral level, there is a renewed recognition of needs to ensure responsible business conduct and respect for human rights, particularly in a world interconnected by digital technologies and interdependent supply chains. The obligation to protect and promote human rights in the business context has assumed greater significance in the post-pandemic world. Mr. Chair, as the largest democracy in the world, India's rich cultural values are based on the principles of inclusive development for all and inclusive participation for all. India's endorsement of UNGPs reflect our commitment that business should respect human rights. We have issued national guidelines on responsible business conduct in 2019, which provide the framework on business responsibility reporting in India, taking into consideration the UNGPs and SDGs as its key drivers. India has also taken several steps for streamlining gender perspective in its business policies. In July 2023, we added new environmental, social and government metrics for mandatory disclosure under Business Responsibility and Sustainability Reporting Code for the top 1,000 listed companies in India. By making it mandatory for companies to disclose their sustainability practices, the BRSR is set to boost and enhance investor confidence, build trust among stakeholders, and align Indian companies with international ESG reporting norms. India has been working on National Action Plan on BHR at the domestic level. These initiatives at the national level in India complement already existing institutional mechanisms comprising an independent judiciary, national and state commissions to monitor compliance with human rights, legal and policy measures, and free and vibrant media. Mr. Chair, the coming days will give us further opportunity to undertake discussions and seek further clarity on a number of elements in the current draft text, including on the rights and protection of victims, prevention, access to remedy, liability issues, among others. India reiterates its position that this instrument should focus only on business activities of a transnational nature and not on national enterprises. Such an instrument needs to take into consideration the social economic development priorities of developing countries and LDCs while making transnational corporations responsible for protection and promotion of human rights. We are committed to engage in a constructive manner in the discussions over this week. Thank you.